Never put off until tomorrow what can be postponed indefinitely might be a mantra that certainly procrastinators might adhere to, but they'd be wrong to do so, particularly when it comes round to life insurance. In fact, looking at Life Insurance Day, which is, of course, today, Thursday the 18th of June, it would seem that people are putting off life insurance more and more, even though it's the anniversary of the first life insurance policy in the UK taken out over 400 years ago by William Gibbon in London on the 18th of June, 1583. To address the importance of life insurance, and indeed you put hopefully some useful pointers in the general direction of ourselves, we're delighted to welcome financial commentator extraordinaire and general all-round wonderful consumer champion, that would be the legendary Jasmine Birtles. How are you, Jasmine?
I love you already, Alex. Can I just say, I love you already, but say
it's, we only call them as we see them, Jasmine.
Of course, of course. Mate. Yes, yes, and I'll give you the money afterwards.
Oh,
all right.
My word. So life insurance, Jasmine, I mean, is something which clearly we don't like to talk about, I think, collectively. Is this just a British thing, or is it something that kind of goes around the globe? I mean, some of the figures that we see here, 56% of people in the east of England don't have life insurance.
Absolutely. And the thing is, with life insurance, it is, as you say, it's not a fun one, because the point of life insurance is that it pays out money if you die or if your partner dies, you know, and it looks after your family. So, you know, it's like making a will. People don't want to think about it, but they really, really should. They really should be thinking about life insurance. They really should be doing a will and everything. And in America, life insurance is entirely normal. Loads of people have it. You know, you have a child, you think, obviously, you've got to have life insurance. They have health insurance as well. Whereas in this country, not only are we useless at money anyway, you know, nobody's taught us. We've had no training in thinking about that. But also, we have a tendency to think, well, the state will pay. You know, even if we don't actually articulate it, there's that thing at the back of our minds, well, you know, you can get benefits. Whereas actually, increasingly, the state isn't paying. And even now, you know, if something happens, it's only subsistence. So if you really want to look after your family and give them the sort of future you'd want them to have without you around, then you're really going to have to do something like, you know, life insurance to make that happen.
Indeed. Recent research suggesting that the average parent would look to survive 1,078 days. That's a little over 3 years without their spouse's income. So they either have to get married again very quickly, which is not necessarily the best thing to do, or indeed think about that things need to be put in place.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, with people I know and having looked at stats, you know, I've seen a lot of statistics that show that if you lost your job, most people would be able to last about a month, you know, on no salary, because we don't even have savings much of the time. Really and truly, everybody should have enough money set aside to cover themselves for 6 months in case they lost their job. But most people don't have anything, you know, set aside. So I think people would survive about 6 months without their spouse's income, frankly. So, yeah, it is really important. And it's not just if you've got children. It's if you've got older parents. You know, you think of the kind of people that are squeezed middle, as they call them. They've got kids growing up and they've also got aging parents to look after. And they might have, one of their kids might have special needs or something like that. There's a lot of people who are looking after disabled relatives. So it's all these things you need to think about. And the good thing is now, although it used to be a bit complicated and quite long-winded to get life insurance, you used to have medicals and all sorts of stuff like that. Now you can go onto beaglestreet.com and, you know, click a few things and 10 minutes later you've got a life insurance policy. So it is actually much easier and quicker to do it now and cheaper. You can get a policy for £5 a month even. You know, that's where they start. So it's actually quite a good time now to go and try and get yourself a policy, because you can do it, you know, the time it takes you to drink a cup of tea, frankly.
Is it something that's actually quite healthy, though, to have a scepticism sometimes about the plethora of insurance schemes that are actually out there? Because clearly you've got celebrity-endorsed schemes. No names, obviously. One was quite a good interviewer. and a whole heap of other things that are actually happening. You know, where there is choice, there is misery is often sort of summed up as the Buddhist mantra. Is that something which is perhaps behind why people put this thing off?
Yes, I do. I so agree. You know, I think, you know, I talk about the tyranny of choice. It's happened so much, you know. You have, we see it on the TV, lots of channels, nothing to watch. Oh. Or you go into the supermarket and there's a whole load of different brands of things. You say, I don't know. Just give me a choice of two, basically. And I do agree that this is what the financial services need to do a lot more of. They need to make things simpler. The government over the years have been trying to simplify things. Gordon Brown brought in stakeholder pensions in 2000, and one of the points of stakeholder pensions is that they're supposed to be simpler, cheaper, anybody can have one. I like stakeholders. This government's tried to simplify things here and there. The big one, right, frankly, is tax. If we could just simplify tax, that would make a massive difference to lots of people's lives. But governments always like to tinker around with tax. But I think, any company that manages to make things simpler, easier, quicker, and just say, look, there's this or there's that, you've got a choice of two, they will absolutely go forward, because I totally agree. If I see a bunch of things to choose from, I just think, won't bother at all. I'll go and have a cup of tea or whatever.
Well, exercising, doing household chores and dieting were all close up with respect to procrastinating, putting things off to life insurance. So they're all there. Is this a cultural British thing, or do we see this in other countries as well?
Well, I think it is part of the human condition. What you quoted, isn't that Mark Twain?
Very much the rumours of his death was seriously exaggerated.
Exaggerated, yes, absolutely. But I think it is part of the human condition. But one thing I find with the Brits, and I remember something Miles Kington wrote years ago in The Independent, that we are as a nation totally innumerate. We don't like maths. It's entirely reasonable in Britain to say, I'm just hopeless at maths, useless. Whereas you would never say, I can't read at all, hopeless with words. You just wouldn't say that.
Not display numerical illiteracy as a badge of honour. It's not good at all. It's not big. It's not clever.
No, it's not, isn't it? But we do. Whereas in Asia, maths is cool. It's like everybody's got to do maths. And of course, who's going forward with their business and their money? It's the Asians. So we, as a nation, we do need to wake up, as you say, to the need to be numerate, not to go, I'm so unworldly. I'm so unworldly. No idea what I've got in my bank account. Well, you should. You should have a ballpark idea. Just, even if not for yourself, then certainly for your family. I always say it's like eating healthily. You don't need to be a qualified nutritionist to eat healthily, but you do need some just basic knowledge as what's, you shouldn't have too much fat and sugar. It's a good idea to have proteins and vitamins, all that sort of thing. And you should set up some healthy habits of eating. And every now and then, just check yourself. Am I eating too many crisps? Should I cut down on the alcohol? That kind of thing. And it's the same with money. You don't have to be a qualified financial advisor to actually run your money very sensibly and even invest really well, but you do need a bit of basic knowledge of what's a good sort of habits to have, to regular saving, not spending more than you earn, setting up a pension, and then just once a year have a look at all it. Could I switch my bills? Could I get cheaper gas? Should I put a bit more money into my pension? Should I take out life insurance now that I've had a baby? Those kind of things. And once you've done it, forget about it. Go and live your life, and then a year later go, all right, go on, I'll have a look at it again. And it shouldn't take more than a few hours a year, really, to sort out your money really well for the rest of your life.
I wonder if William Gibbon really realised what he was starting 400 years ago when he actually took out that first policy. Perhaps that's a different line for another time. 200 years, of course, later we had the surrender of Waterloo. But it just goes to show. And now it's Jasmine Birtle's day, officially. I'm naming it so.
Exactly. Good man.
We'll work on that premise.
I think we should.
In terms of where people go to for further information about this, because clearly, again, there are a plethora of choices, etc. Are there any particular websites or locations you'd recommend?
Well, I think BeagleStreet.com. Because, seriously, I've done it myself. It takes less than 10 minutes to work out your life insurance policy on that. And so I do that and, pour yourself a cup of tea, piece of cake, do that. You've got life insurance, then you can go out and play football.
And that is the reason Jasmine Birtles is the go-to source for top financial commentary. Yeah. Forget your Robert Peston. He's not in the same league, Jasmine.
Absolutely.
We work on that premise.
So glad you realise that. So glad. So few people do.
Well, the message has been made loud and clear today. Jasmine, it's been sensational touching base with your good self.
And
have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the programme this morning?
It's been fabulous. It's been real. And I can't wait to do it again.
Jasmine, you've answered the second question. We salute you. Many thanks indeed. Take care now.
Bye.